Welcome in to another episode of Wet Jeans. Your co-host, Stevie McPoopart.
I forgot you changed your name to that.
Yeah.
Can I say something before we start the show?
Sure.
I can't stand when chicks say the line where, you look like my ex. I don't want to hear about another guy's wrench.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing. Can't you just leave it at, you look good? Or what maybe he didn't look good.
Like, so you're telling me your ex was ugly. Well, that's how
that's a good comeback.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, so your ex was the ugliest person ever?
So your ex was an ugly piece of shit on the inside and out, and he had a small penis?
She'd be like, I haven't seen your penis.
I just can't stand that line. It just makes me, like, you got to be a little bit more creative. Like, you need to riz my ass up, right? Like, I don't want to hear about some guy's wrench that was in your box. I don't want to hear about the other wrench.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I wonder what girl riz is like. Like what? Because you don't really get girls don't do most of the hitting on. So I feel like girl riz is like a lot different than guy riz.
Girls don't know how to riz.
I feel like they don't.
The only move they have is like grabbing your pants under the table.
I mean,
like, imagine if we did that to them. Be in jail.
You find yourself
full P. Diddy on their ass.
Yeah. You have the Homeland Security raid in your apartment.
What now? Now, what do you have to do to have Homeland Security raid your house at 4 in the morning? Like,
yeah, I mean,
what are you doing?
You're definitely moving people around. Like, we talked on the last episode, we said, like, how big is trafficking? That was sort of the question we proposed. I think that's what it is. Like, they're gonna, I saw a hilarious tweet Oprah's gonna be like the final scene of Scarface, like when they like raid his house and he's just like blasting people with machine guns and shit. Like, Oprah's house is probably next
because
the dominoes are finally starting to fall. I think so. We still haven't seen Epstein's list.
I still don't understand. How do you go from the music business? You're making songs. Everybody's in the club. You're on yachts. Everyone's got your music on. Life's good, right? Where do you make that turn? Where's the fork in the road to where now you're putting people in metal cages and chaining them to basements and you're FedExing people in real boxes? I don't understand the logistics behind that.
Yeah, I don't understand it either because, like, just stick to music. You're making so much money.
You're doing great.
Like, are you doing it for a financial thing, or is it maybe just at that point you're like, your ego gets so big, they're like, I kind of want to play God.
That's it. That's what it is.
I feel like it
sure.
Can't be for money purposes.
I mean, how many times do you see a famous person say they're God? I mean, Kanye's done it. You have boxers that do it.
Yeah.
No, you guys are great at what you're doing, but you're not God. I mean, you're definitely not God when Homeland Security's raiding your house. And, like, look around your house. You got a massive estate. You got multiple homes. You're doing good.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing good. Stop duct taping children in boxes.
Right.
Like, or at least put them in something nice.
Like a
padded package.
Yeah.
Like a maybe a U-Haul truck that has, like, a living room on the inside.
Like those, yeah, like the, or just, like, a renovated van.
Yeah, traffic people in renovated vans or Sprinters or something like that.
Yeah, I'm so curious what's going to happen with that because that doesn't happen. The Homeland Security doesn't come. First of all, why do they have to do it at 4 a.m.? Do it during work hours because now these guys got to leave their homes and they got to work overtime and you got to pay them. My tax money is because they're working overtime. I got to pay. It's coming out of my wallet now.
Mm.
Just raid people's houses like at like 10:35 a.m.
Right. Let them have their coffee at least too.
Yeah, like how... So let me get this straight. Like, it's either... Essentially, there's either construction going on too early or home raiding going on too early. It's just, like, imagine being the neighbors. You wake up, and you just hear a bunch of, like, handcuffs clanking around. Like,
yeah,
that's
gonna
be so annoying.
Raiding homes is not... Per the HOA, it's not supposed to happen before 7 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Or on the weekends.
Yeah, I can't imagine raiding a home on the weekend.
I just can't imagine, like, being in the FBI, knowing everything, and you're like... This guy's going down.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, like, we're about to raid P. Diddy's home. I bet you they pregame, not like pregame, I bet you it's like a, like, you know, before a big hockey game, you're all in the locker room, you're just like ready to go, like firing up the music, whatever. I bet you they pregame it.
I bet they do. I feel like you have to if you're going to, because you got to be like ready to go. This isn't like you got to be yelling shit. You got to know, remember all the signs, like,
hey, over there.
Like, down the corridor or something like that.
Clear.
Yeah, clear on the east side.
And you have to say affirmative.
Affirmative. All units respond. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they get pumped. They'll probably listen to P. Diddy. Get pumped up.
That would be awesome. Would be cool. Pull up with the windows down of the Tahoes and Escalades, all those black FBI cars, just bumping Welcome Back by P. Diddy and Mace.
Yeah, welcome. I love that song.
I think that might be Mace, actually.
It's Mace. It's yeah.
I don't even know what P. Diddy has.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I know a P. Diddy song off the top of my head.
Because he's mostly a producer.
Right. He's like Metro Boomin, kind of. Like, he's just, like, yeah, he's producing. So I don't really know one of his, but he definitely has big ones. It's probably just, like, you don't really listen to him.
Yeah, it's past our time, though. Like, we weren't, when he was dropping music, right? I don't think that we, what about Shake Ya Tail Feather?
That was,
Bump, bump, bump.
That was, Murphy Lee and,
That wasn't P. Diddy?
No, that was Murphy Lee and, fuck, wasn't the,
Nelly?
The East, I think it was Murphy Lee and the East Side Boys.
Nelly was in it.
And Nelly, oh, shake your ass to the floor. Go chop, shake your tail feather.
Shake your ass to the floor. That would be funny if the FBI guy was like, now we're going to take your ass to the floor. Take that tail feather to the floor.
Unfortunately, he wasn't even there.
Yeah, he wasn't even there.
He got on his PJ, which I don't understand.
He did?
Yeah, he got on his J and just fucking went to like Cape Verde or thing. I think it's called.
Where's that?
It's in Africa because they don't have an extradition.
He went to Africa?
Yeah, because they don't have an extradition to America.
He's in that deep of shit where he's...
Oh,
he's in that deep shit.
I'm pretty sure that's. I mean, I'm reading this. This is all just information I'm reading on the web, but I've read that they tracked his plane that he went to, like the DR, and then I think his end goal is Cape Verde because there's only because we were talking about this actually too. So, did we figure out if Swiss has extradites to America?
One of them doesn't.
Yeah, but I think he went
Switzerland. I think Switzerland used to not.
Yeah,
but now they do. I don't know.
They still have that bank system, though. And
NATO. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, right. The UN, NATO bullshit. Yeah. So, yeah. So Cape Verde, I guess, doesn't. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but
Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Green.
But they don't have an extra. It looks pretty nice, to be honest with you. It's like a little. It's like has a nice little beach.
So if you're him, though, you can avoid getting arrested. What are you gonna do? Just never go back to the country? Like, you know you're guilty, or do you want time to bring your lawyers out and talk about this?
Well, the thing is, exactly. You're probably guilty as fuck. Also, his kids were in the house. He left his kids.
He left his own kids.
Yeah, they were cuffing him up and shit.
Like, P. Diddy cuffed him up?
No, the
FBI. I was going to say, like, listen, if you kidnap other people's kids and traffic them, that's one thing. But trafficking your own kids.
That'd be crazy to traffic your own kids. It'd be like that would be like a true like family owned, like, you know how like it's like Parker and Sons like plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Parker and Sons Trafficking Co.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, like a family business you hand down.
I wonder if you get in trouble for delaying, because obviously they went to arrest him, I'm assuming, but now he's delaying it. I wonder if you're gonna get in more trouble because of that.
I guess he. I mean,
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how because he can just stay there right forever.
Yeah, I mean, if he's in a country that doesn't, like, fuck with the United States of America, yeah. Like, that's how China is. I think we talked about it a little bit last episode. I think, like, if my honky ass went to China, if there was a bunch of bikers going down the street, you know the bikers that wear the full gear, too, like they're in the Tour de France,
yeah.
But it's just old guys that own construction companies. Let's say I hypothetically mowed down 20 of them. They're all dead. They all died.
They're all completely dead.
I stepped on the gas. I put my car in sport mode before I did it too. And I step on the gas and I veer behind them and I mow all them down. They all die. And I take my honky ass to China. I don't think they can get me. Now, I think the United States and China could like talk about it.
Oh, they can like be like, okay,
fuck you over. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Especially China would probably. I don't know if I would go to China. I think you'd want to go. Fuck, where would you go though? Because
I would go somewhere where like at least I could find like a exotic wife.
Yeah. And so South America,
right?
Would
and
be
then
great.
You basically, yeah, South America.
I would
be
probably
a good
go
one.
To South America if I had to. I'd go to like Chile.
I doubt they have. Yeah, Chile would be a good one because you. Let's say you just lie to her. First time you meet her, you lie to her. You're like, yeah, I'm here on business. And like, you guys end up liking each other. You love each other. You get married. You have kids. And then after that, you tell her, like, look, I have something to tell you. I actually murdered 25 bikers in Scottsdale. I thought it was funny. I realize now it's not okay. I'm actually a wanted fugitive, and then she has to, you put the ball in her court, she has to decide.
Yeah, at what but at what point in a relationship are you comfortable enough to like be like when, how long would you have to date someone, or you probably have to marry him actually, now I think about it, before you told him like, hey, by the way, I'm a wanted fugitive, and you, if you get like, because you gotta trust that she's not gonna give you up.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna. That song's actually about marrying someone after you've murdered someone in your own country. The thing about P. Diddy though is different. Like if you did that, actually we're getting to the point where maybe we'd also be in trouble about this. But P. Diddy can't hide. Like everybody's like people know who P. Diddy is all over the world. That's his problem.
Mm.
I feel like us, at least in South America. I don't know. I haven't checked our South American demis. But I feel like we could just hide there, and when the extradition thing wouldn't matter because they wouldn't find us.
We have a huge following in Brazil, but that's it.
Just a huge Rio, like all the slums, just like listen to us all at once.
The entire El Barrio, or what they call it. But yeah, that is another good point. Like he has to be somewhere where people are down to protect him, and then I don't know if he's guilty. I'm a big guilty until proven innocent guy. I know that's not how things operate now, but if he is guilty, then you need a country that's like willing to protect a trafficker, which is like not chill.
Yeah,
that's where I would draw the line. Like, if I would be like, get this trafficker out of our country.
I don't think those countries would care that much. I think if you gave them enough money to like, if you started paying off people in the government and shit, they would probably like. P. Diddy's got, first of all, he could buy that country.
True, he could buy a full country
for sure. Like, I mean, he's a billionaire, right?
I don't know.
He's gotta be close.
Maybe close.
I mean, after also, all the trafficking, I'm assuming you better be worth $1 billion if you're doing all this shit.
Yeah. He could also pay them, like, other countries is very easy to bribe. Like, you can give them $40 for the year, and they'll be stoked.
Right, exactly. So I think it's going to an African country, I think. I don't know how much money. I really don't know anything about Cape Verde, but.
Wait, is that in South Africa?
I want to say it's got to be Sub-Saharan.
I think South Africa has money.
No, I think some. There's a lot of countries in Africa that do have money, but it all depends on where you are.
Yeah, I think the middle of Africa is kind of strapped for cash. Like that's why there's so much war going on over there.
I'm trying to find a map of
North Africa. I know there's a food crisis over there.
I'm assuming that. Oh, it's like a series of islands. It's not even like on the main strip.
Oh, is it tropical?
It's right to the left of like. It's like west. Good God! It's like west of Senegal. It's like off the coast of Seni.
I don't know what that. Where's that at?
It's very West Africa. So it's like it's not that far from.
I bet you he's like jet skiing and shit.
It's not that far from Puerto Rico. Like it is far from Puerto Rico. Oh! But if you're like on the map, it's not. It's like in between.
Damn, that bitch is in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it's like this. These little small. It looks nice as fuck.
Damn. Dude, look up flights. How much does it cost to go there?
Phoenix to Cape Verde. It's probably so expensive.
Is there even flights there?
Yeah, you just like it's gonna take a long time. It's like $2,000, which isn't that bad.
$2,000 for economy?
Yeah.
To get to Cape Verde?
They don't have any under two stops though. That would deter. If I was Diddy, I'd be like, all right, now I'll just stay.
I'll go to a different country. Yeah.
I would rather face the human trafficking charges than take a flight that has two stops.
Especially if it's like a layover in North Carolina. Fuck that.
Yeah, layover in like some like small Charlotte airport, and then you got to go over to like Heathrow in London, and then I go straight to Heathrow.
Yeah, I don't know when you would tell your wife about that, but it would definitely be like a dramatic thing. She would probably, I mean, you're hitting it right.
Right. First of all, you got to hit it right. I think you got to have a kid with her first. Because you got to have, you got to make her be like, I mean, I'm not going to take my son's dad away.
Yeah.
So you got to really, like, corner her.
Yeah, you got to put her in a really tough position. That's, like, the best. That's relationship summed up. The whole goal is to use leverage to put them in a corner.
Yeah, that's why, like, someone in the couple's always pushing for the dog. Because they know, like, once you get that dog, it kind of, like, forces you guys to stay together.
Really throws a wrench in things.
Yeah.
It really does. That's a classic move. Who do you think does that more, the guy or the girl?
The girl.
Yeah, the girl does that.
The girl just because guy, yeah, I think because guys are just like harder because we think that we can go out and get a lot more pussy even though we can't.
Dudes will not propose. Like, no. They have to be forced to. Like,
yeah.
Every guy that has proposed in their life, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but just like, well, like I just like had to, I guess. Like she kind of earned her contract. Like it's
yeah. After a while, when someone's been like on your roster for a while, you gotta like
you have to pay.
Yeah, you gotta back up. It's like in baseball, you sign the way baseball works is you have to be on a minor league deal for like 6 years, and then if you've proven that you can make more money, you go into arbitration, and then they can give you a lot more money and keep you there. That's kind of like what that is.
Yeah, you can prove that you can hang in the big leagues.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of big leagues, news out of Los Angeles.
Big show. I'm so perplexed by that. I'm kind of saddened by it, too. I would have liked to just seen Shohei, like, have a wonderful career, like, blemished with this. But because, like, if he's been betting on other sports besides baseball, does it matter? Like, does he get in trouble still?
No. But there's something weird going on.
Yeah.
Someone's taking a fall. Ohtani, first of all, this is a really big issue with the tall Asian community. Because
yeah.
He represented tall Asians. There's not that many of them. He was like the guy. He was like, I'm an athlete. I could pitch both ways. I can hit both ways. Shit, I might even be fucking both ways. Maybe he's a little bi. I don't know.
He's a double hitter.
Or
a switch hitter.
If I'm Ohtani, I'm definitely being bisexual. He could do everything both ways, so why not do that too?
If you can pitch and you can bat, I'm sure you can fuck girls and guys.
No doubt about it. And now, like, of course it's gambling. And there's going to be a lot more of these. There's going to be a lot of issues.
We are literally going to witness what happens when you legalize something you shouldn't. And it's going to happen very fast.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's starting to become apparent that this might have been a problem. Like, legalizing this and not really having rules set up. Like, it's hard. I was watching, like, during the interview or during the press conference, ESPN had a ticker on the bottom with the odds for, like, hockey games and football games. Like, we just put it way too fast, like, all into sports. Like, athletes, I would have been, if I was legalized, I would have been, all right, maybe we shouldn't have athletes be the spokesperson, even if they're retired. Maybe we shouldn't have athletes be spokespeople for this, or maybe we shouldn't advertise it during games.
Yeah. Hold on. So, Shohei has a permanent translator because he's Chinese, right?
Japanese, yeah.
He's Japanese, okay. So, sorry about that. He has a guy follow him around and translate for him. Now, the story is that the translator had access to his bank account, which already I don't believe.
That's insane.
I straight up, unequivocally, not even the right word, I don't think, do not believe that the translator, unless he's also his financial advisor, is he the financial advisor or no?
No.
He's just a translator.
Yeah.
He's just the guy that when Shohei is ordering his coffee, he translates. There is 0% chance, and I'm going to say 0% chance, that he had free access to Shohei. Unless Japanese people just roll like that.
Yeah, maybe they do.
Like, maybe they do. Maybe it's like, all my boys got my bank account pin. I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know. Maybe that's how their culture works. But was it 5 million?
It was just under 5.
So just under 5, two things about that. One, I saw comments on Twitter be like, oh, Shohei didn't realize that 500K was getting taken out of his account, like, left and right or every now and then. No, of course he didn't, bro.
Do you have any idea how much he's worth?
That's like me noticing $5 being taken out of
it. It actually is.
It is.
It is.
And you think he looks at his bank account?
You think, like, yeah, he's like,
no.
Shohei Ohtani's on his like Wells Fargo app. Like, what's this charge?
Like, he's not like a college student checking his account every 48 hours.
To see if his parents transferred $200 to his account that week.
Like, so A, that was annoying, seeing people that think that. And then the other one is like, it always gets me. The other one is, oh, he's so rich. Why would he bet? It's not about the money, bro. It's about the adrenaline of watching a sport and the gambling. It's not. You could be rich as fuck and gambling's still fun. So I don't want to hear that out of people, too. Of course, he might like gambling.
That's such a. You can tell that's the mentality of someone that doesn't gamble.
Mm-hmm.
If I got fucking rich, I would still lose the same percentage of money I lose now. My units would just go up. That's all that happens.
Right.
Like people don't. You don't. Most people aren't, yeah, like, I don't think people get it. Like, that fucking guy, that mattress dude, every year that bets, like, $6 million on the fucking Houston Astros. Like, that dude is just, like, that's his unit. It's just, like, anyone else betting. Like, I don't think people understand the gambling.
No, they don't. So, anyway, so, now, the guy's fired. The translator's fired.
Yeah.
And Shohei, what did he say? I watched like a clip of it. Yeah. I saw your tweet with the DraftKings.
he said, I think he's like, he didn't take any questions, which is always like questionable.
He didn't take any questions?
That's not really a pun, I guess. What?
Well, he didn't take questions?
No, he just
didn't have a translator, though.
He just read his statement, and he said, he unequivocally said, I think we did both use that word, right? I didn't bet on any baseball or any other sports. He just came out and said it, which is, like, convincing, mm-hmm. but also not, because, like, I can say that,
yeah,
and I have. Yeah, but I'm just curious how this whole thing is going to turn out, because I would really like for him to be innocent, because I just want him to play baseball and I want to watch him.
Right.
But I don't think that's going to be the case.
Here's the thing, though. They were also saying, and this pissed me off, they're like, oh, they were betting with an illegal bookie. Like, shut up. Like, you, gambling's legalized. I don't care if he's gambling on DraftKings or a bookie in Jersey City. It doesn't matter, bro. That's like saying, like, you could buy weed from the weed store, or buy weed from a guy named Sal, and both, one's good and one's bad.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. I just hated how they were like, oh, it's an illegal bookie. It's an illegal bookie. I like illegal bookies. Good
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
Like, good for them. Because they got to hustle way harder now. It's way harder to get people addicted to gambling through a bookie, because now everyone has the apps.
Yeah. Like, you hit the nail on the penis. So it's like, it's this, the same exact thing as a bookie is just a plug for a different addiction. So yeah, it's like, it is the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, illegal. I mean, I use an illegal bookie a lot. It's like,
I'm going to go on a record and say, I do illegal shit.
Yeah. All the time. That's like as illegal as jaywalking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of the, like cops aren't arresting people for fucking betting with their buddy that's based out of like San Bernardino that like hooks them up with a book with Big Red 3. Like, the feds aren't raiding Big Red 3 in Costa Rica, wherever it's called.
What's that other one? That one that was like so popping? It's like legal in Costa Rica, but not here.
It's not Big Red.
Bovada.
Oh, Bovada. That was like the first time I ever bet was on Bovada.
It was so cool gambling on Bovada because you could play online blackjack.
Yeah.
And you'll never win.
No, never, ever.
You don't win.
I remember that was the first time I was like, did online blackjack. I was just like on my parents' computer. And I was like, all right. And I didn't win, obviously.
So what else is happening with the MLB? Is there anything else? That's a story. But I don't think he's going to get in trouble. I mean, look, if the guy stole money from his bank account and he's betting on baseball. But somebody was saying that there's games where Shohei just shit the bed.
Yeah, boy.
And there was like big money on it.
Well, I mean, I didn't think he was gambling until I looked back and I remember he gave up 5 runs to the Oakland Athletics.
All right,
they were the worst team in the league by far. Having said that, it's not as bad as the basketball player that just came out. I don't know if you read the shit that it was like,
no,
so
I don't know
obvious.
Anything about this.
Oh my God, a basketball player just
in
got,
the NBA?
Just got caught yesterday, and the evidence against he was betting a lot of money on his under props. He had two games where
that's so fucking cool.
Oh, it's so funny. He had first of all, you can tell that he wasn't gambling before either, because he had a crazy ass parlay and he came out of that game with like a hurt eye or something like that, and all of them hit, and it was there were 2 days that were pretty close, and his under props were the biggest money makers of those days. Like, it wasn't subtle at all. It was, first of all,
who is it?
I can't remember. I have his
I mean, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
There's guys doing that in every league, by the way. It's just a matter of if they're getting caught or not.
Yeah, you got to be way more subtle. But here's the problem. You should be betting your overs. And here's why. If you keep betting your unders and you're like, they're hitting, you're making money, but you would make more money if you just played better and got a bigger contract.
Right. You would make more money, too.
Yeah. Like he made like he made off one of these parlays like $1 million, which is a shit ton of money, but also like not if you're in the NBA. Like in the NBA, you can just play well and make that money next year in your contract.
Yeah, I mean, there's bench players making 10.
Yeah, so that's like, it's crazy to me to bet your unders and do that. Like, I would bet my overs, so then if I hit my props, I'm making money on the props, and I'm playing better, so I'm going to make
more
money.
You're going to make more money. You're not devaluing. Like, you're making more money on FanDuel. Congrats.
Yeah.
But also, your contracts next year is going to be $5 million cheaper.
Yeah, so you're like, you're not thinking about the long game here.
How cool is it to be that good? Because in NBA, and we're seeing this with March Madness, how bad these kids are.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Some of these kids, I could play for Kansas. I'm not even kidding.
I feel like if I had like 3 more inches, I probably could.
I could walk on to Kansas and be their starting point guard. That team is a crock of shit.
It's truly... Seriously, they're so...
They suck!
The only... All March Madness does is show me just how good the NBA is.
Exactly. Some of these kids, man... I was screaming at the top of my lungs, which is weird because I'm a very calm, cool, collective guy that doesn't yell, ever. I'm always even keel. I'm always Steven Spiel.
Nice.
I'm always Chris Neal.
I feel like there's someone with the name Keel.
I'm always Bradley Beal.
Nice. I'm always Jessica Beal.
I'm always Navy Seal. Jessica Beal's a good one. She's so hot.
She ages like soup.
Imagine just, never mind. All right. So I was, you know what I wish they would do for March Madness? I wish they would highlight the kids more who are going to the league. Because they're always so random. Yeah. Like, it's never like, okay, we get it. Like, the North Carolina and Duke, those guys, they'll have some kids that go to the league. But there's always some random kid on, like, fucking Louisville that's going. I wish they would, because I want to see, like, because it'll be obvious. I want to tune in and see how much better they are.
Yeah.
Because of how bad the college kids are. And... anyway, my whole point of this was, imagine how cool it is. You have to be so goddamn good to be in the NBA, to even be on the roster. You have to be so good, and you're still deciding to play bad.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's crazy.
That is so fucking rock star, dude.
Faking injuries to come out. It was so funny. Someone posted a video of him, like, hurling up a three that clearly wasn't supposed to go in. He seemed kind of mad when it went in. Someone, like, posted his reaction, and he was like, fuck.
What an absolute legend. Do we have the name? I don't have my phone on me.
I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. But college, I had the Kansas over. I had the over in the Kansas game. It was going off. It was the over was 154.5, and it was on pace at one point for like 180. Kansas just stopped scoring. They went 4-for-28 shooting in the second half. It still hit. Actually turned off the game, which I rarely do. I'm always trying to stay as positive as I can. And it somehow fucking hit. I think they put the bench players in. The bench started going hard.
Oh, yeah.
But that team, I could play. I might see if I have eligibility and try to walk on.
Try to walk on a bit. His name is Jonte Porter.
Jonte?
Yeah, he plays team? I think he plays for the Raptors. That's the picture everybody's using.
Maybe he's doing it because the taxes are so crazy in Toronto.
Yeah, maybe think about that.
How old is he?
I mean,
he's going to get a massive suspie. Like, he might even ban from the league for that.
I think he probably will get banned from the league. Oh, my God, he's only 24.
Oh, dude, what a fucking idiot.
Do you realize how much more money you can make in the NBA over that career span?
100 than betting? Mil.
Because you have to, first of all, he wasn't doing it. You have to be so careful. You can't just bet $1.5 million on your DraftKings account. That's, like, not how it works. There's, like, a team, like, in the casino, if they even try to catch you, like, looking like you're counting cards, they just send goons out and drag you out.
I know a guy that is in Sports Integrity, and they have, like, all these, just like they have algorithms to make the damn lines. They have algorithms to track suspicious play.
Yeah.
So how fuck, are you dumb?
You gotta be. You gotta not know how betting works, and you just gotta be so... there's no one in your circle like, this is crazy. Like, you can't be doing this.
But even, and speaking of circle, even if you go get somebody in your circle to do that, they're so deep into the gaming integrity, they'll find out. They will find out if your friend, relative, whatever, they're going to find out. You have to actually hire a guy off the street to start doing that shit for you. You can't even use a friend or family. You're going to get caught.
Yeah. There's NBA and MLB specifically, there's no way you can make more money throwing the games than you can just playing them. There's no way.
Yeah, like,
you would have to have insane units with the size of those contracts. Like, maybe if you were like on a rookie deal in the NHL, that would make way more sense because that guy made a rookie deal contract off one of his bets. So like that would make sense. Like if Heinen wanted to throw the game, that would make sense. But like, not when you're making, I don't know what his contract was, but it's definitely a lot more than $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty dumb athletes out there. Like, just like every industry, there's going to be jackasses. But yeah. Just a, a wild thing to be in the NBA when you're 24, you got your whole career ahead of you, and you're putting in parlays on your phone. Like, that's...
Yeah, that's so like, crazy. I would be so fucking... I don't... Like, I would be so nervous on that court. Even if I was betting the unders, I'd just be like...
They're gonna catch me.
I would be so paranoid that people would think I'm throwing the... Like, yes. Bro, I can't even smoke weed around people because I'm gonna... I think I'm doing something weird. Mm. Imagine playing NBA in front of millions of people, and I would be so scared that someone's like, fuck. Especially with gambling, how prevalent it is now. Like... People always make jokes about someone having the under and shit. I'd be so nervous.
Yeah, someone could sniff it out, right? Yeah. People aren't idiots. I mean, there's also professional gamblers too. Like, they can look at a. I mean, that's how kind of these things unfold. Either someone snitching, or somebody is like, "Hey, there's no way this is normal."
Yeah, like, why were the two biggest money making days on this random player's prop unders that were like crazy parlays? They weren't even like straight. It was like under 3.5 assists, under like something and a half points, and he left like right before he would have got like his next rebound or something.
Yeah. Gambling is so fucking cool sometimes, though. Sometimes I just hate it. Sometimes it's so cool.
Yeah, I have a pretty love-hate. I hate how much it's like all over sports now and shit. Like, I like it that it's all over sports. I just don't like the fact that I'm like watching a game and Nesson will give me like the live, or like ESPN will give me the live lines and shit. Like, I feel like they need to pull back the brakes a little bit on that. But I do love gambling, so.
Yeah, I love gambling drunk, because then it's like, if you lose, who cares? You're so drunk, you don't care. But then if you win, it's just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's seriously, gambling drunk is the most fun you can possibly have on this planet.
It's not even close. We should put like a, we would never be able to hold it up in here with the internet and shit. We should turn that front office into a full-blown sports book for playoffs.
That would be sick.
I have a couple extra TVs, but they're so garbage. I might just throw them away. TVs are cheap, though.
They are, right? So cheap. We could get a couple.
I feel like we need... Because NHL, speaking of that...
We definitely need at least two more.
For playoffs.
Just grab that. Or I don't know how we could do that.
I just looked right at that girl's ass on the TV.
Yeah, I try not to look at that because I always get hard during the shows.
But. My DMs this weekend were an absolute cesspool, dude. It was disgusting. I like rarely ever... I think I remember doing it as a joke.
Right.
I went down a line and was going, yo, 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 yo. It was just, I woke up the next day, I was like, what the fuck?
That's always the worst feeling.
And I was answering people with one word answers, not on purpose. It was completely blacked out.
That's what I do too.
One word.
It's always just one word because I just, like, my brain can't comprehend a sentence at that point.
What are you doing? Partying. Where? Partying. Party. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, got away from me, but. Yeah, I think we should definitely get a couple TVs in here. Dude, we've almost been in here for a year, because I remember when playoffs are going on, Has it been a year? I think it's been a year.
It's got to have been, right? It's got to be close. I remember because we watched the fucking Bruins blow last year here.
Yeah, I mean, we would go on the porch out there and just town would be absolutely buzzing.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks, dude. Only a couple more months in this bit. Not even till the Heat comes, man. What's it going to be like? We got a month of good shit left.
Gonna have to really get in a few shifts before it starts getting hot.
Yeah. So we got this episode is brought to you by I don't know why I started singing the UFC theme song.
I was gonna say, started that way with Slipknot or Korn. I always get them. Is it Slipknot or is that Slipknot? Before I forget.
Before I forget. Yeah, I think that's Slippy. Boston live show, can't even promote it because it's sold out. May 11th, we'll be around the city though. If you guys want to come out, party. I got really congested all of a sudden. What the fuck is in this coffee? Allergies are hitting me like a bitch.
That pollen, the pollen oats.
That pawpaw.
That Polly.
What else? Manscaped. Use code Wet Jeans for 20% off and free shipping. They upgraded their boxers.
I saw them have the gold trim on them.
Yeah, they're sick. You get those for free. You get a travel bag for free. They just got the new, I think it's the 5.0 beard trimmer. But if you're a guy and you're looking for stuff to groom yourself with, manscaped.com. Very reasonable, people. It's very reasonable. Use code Wet Jeans for 20% off. I think the show is still brought to you by Lucy. I'm not sure. Go to lucy.co/wetjeans. Use our code. They got 17 billion different types of strengths. They got tons of flavors.
It's an 8 milli.
Cappuccino. They got the apple ice. Throw a little upper decky in. Hang out. Be chill. Get creative. You know, they got mango. They got, I don't know. It's tobacco-free nicotine, people. But anyway, I think Calgary show is going to end up being, I'm not going to do this shit again where I say the dates and it changes, but I'll just say this. I think it's going to be late May or early June.
I cannot wait for Calgary.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be great. I love the venue, Cowboys. Shout out to Cowboys. They make such a great effort to make it a successful show. But once those tickets are out, and the whole reason I just want to say this, I think like we need to do a better job of letting people know when they drop.
Yeah, now we do.
I didn't know.
Yeah, we had no idea. Those shits were going to fly off the shelf.
Yeah, so Calgary will be a bigger show, but no bullshit, no marketing. This isn't some marketing bullshit. You got to buy the tickets fast because they're going to sell out.
They're going to sell like fart cakes.
They're going to, yes. I don't know exactly what those are, but they're going to sell like those.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be somewhere around $20. And we're going to do a live show. You know how it goes. And then we're just going to party after. Because unfortunately, the Flames will not be in the playoffs.
You guys shouldn't have got rid of your... the fuck is his name?
Kachuk?
Yeah.
I think he
Oh, right.
He left.
You guys got to figure out your culture over there.
Yeah, figure it out, Calgary Flames. But yeah, we got better. We got good news, though. No Flames hockey, but we got Wet Jeans in town.
Yeah.
So which is arguably better. I want to play blackjack in the casino with the fans. I was going to say with the boys, but there might be some girls there.
First of all, I will absolutely do that. I forgot that they had like casinos there and shit. And then I also will be wearing a cowboy hat the entire time. I need to get one.
Yup. The venue's in a casino.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Make sure they don't give us the money they owe us when we're there. Because I know what's going to happen.
Going to double it down?
Put it all in black.
That would be so fucking sick.
Yeah. You know what I was just thinking about when that truck was backing up that you can hear?
What?
Why would like tractor trailer trucks and like semi trucks beep when they back up? Like, bro, I can see. I don't need to hear that. If any car should beep when they back up, it should be like small cars and hybrids that barely make any noise.
Mm.
Not these big, like, if you can't, I can hear the engine of the truck coming towards me. I don't need like a beeping noise to let me know someone's coming towards me.
I can hear the truck driver chewing on that jerky.
Yeah, and spitting it and banging the lizard, the lot lizard.
Whacking lizards. I can hear that big ass truck. Big truck. We talked about big trucks last week. We should, you know what would be cool? If we had like shows like back to back to back to back, if we just roadied it out.
Roadie would be dope.
That would be sick.
If you had a decent bus.
Get a driver, get some skunks on there.
Oh yeah. Get some Wet Jeans groupies.
Rip a pod on the bus. I mean, it's not unrealistic.
No.
I just think the thing is, like, our shows are so spread out. I mean, dude, I was thinking about this today. We gotta go to New York.
Oh, right.
Right? Like, we have to go to New York.
Yeah, I feel like we got to.
I think we should. Yeah, I mean, we're getting into the thing again where we're forgetting we're on a show and we're talking about business, but I think we just need to go down the fucking line of our demographics and like even I said it once, I'll say it again. I don't give a fuck if there's 50 people there. That's great.
Yeah, I really
That's
don't.
Awesome.
Care.
A show's a show, baby.
As long as those fuckers are ready.
As long as the chicks are throwing their bras on and panties on stage.
Can you imagine if they did that?
Saying the word panties makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does. I don't like that word is like normalized.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a bra or two thrown on there. Just a huge one. Like a parachute home.
I'll
with
jump
it.
Right into the crowd. I'll crowd surf and make people carry me to that woman's boobs.
Are we crowd surfing?
I don't know because I don't know what the setup. People are like at tables. I'm not gonna like it. I feel like it doesn't work if people are sitting down at tables.
No, there's general admission though.
But isn't the GA like kind of like I know in Boston? I think it's a little bit like
to jump onto somebody's.
Just laying on their table.
Yeah.
Like just, on their drinks.
Oh, yeah. We need the big boys up front.
Yeah. The big XL dogs have got to be up front.
The big dogs to catch us.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't really know that much about, like, the repercussions, but that fucking... apparently that... A boat ran into a fucking bridge this morning, which is so fucked up.
What?
That Baltimore... Bro, an entire cargo ship took down an entire bridge in Baltimore.
Like it hit the top, obviously. Like it couldn't fit.
I think it ran almost right into one of the pillars. It's
went full Sean Kingston.
Yeah, the bridge is completely gone. Like it's unusable, and I'm pretty sure that's most bridges are pretty important. Like there's a reason why they build them. So I feel like Baltimore might be kind of like they call it like a state of emergency and shit.
Boat crashes are scary because boats don't have brakes.
Yeah,
so you're just going.
Yeah, like if you're in the ship, you can only stop so much. So you know for like at least a minute, or that you're
probably more
that you're gonna hit this thing.
So what happened?
Apparently there was some sort of power thing that fucked up in the boat or something like that. Like I don't know. I don't know enough about cargo ships, but I'm sure they were carrying a bunch of cargo shorts, but I really don't know. But that nice. Bridge is completely wasted.
What's the deal with cargo ships?
What are they ships full of short? What are they ships full of shorts?
Yeah, I mean Baltimore already down pretty bad. Shout out Javonte Davis though. No disrespect. I mean Baltimore is just not a perfect city. It's it's a little dicey.
Yeah, and then the Orioles are finally looking good, and then happens. I think they might be. They have some good prospects.
Now this.
Now they're not going to be able to get their prospects over to the team because the bridge is down.
There's no bridge. They're going to have to swim across it.
I also don't know, finger geese cross. I didn't see if anyone died or not. Thank God it happened at like 3 a.m. If that happened during Rush Hour or Rush Hour 2 starring Chris Tucker, nice. There would have been so many people dead. It would have been crazy.
So did the bridge go down?
Oh, it's completely gone.
Oh, my God.
I think sunk like a stone.
Oh, my God. You know how hard it is to knock a bridge down? Mikhail Bridges?
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater?
The bridges in Madison County?
Girl, take off those bridges.
Wait, what are bridges? Those shorts?
I think bridges are like women's like underwear.
I'd rather use bridges than panties.
Panties.
I'm going to start using bridges more. Pop those bridges off, babe.
Pop those bridges off. Could you imagine how wet a woman would get if you said that to her?
I mean, bridges are over water, so it makes sense that a bridge would also be the name for for your underwear because it covers water.
It's like holding your box.
Yeah, it covers the wetness. What was I going to say?
Yeah, dude, I was when I was in the Bahamas one time, and I don't want to be like, I was in the Bahamas one time. Everyone, hold your horses. I was staying there for free, and a boat crashed. A big boat crashed into like two other boats because they were trying to park at the dock. And when boats collide, it's automatically like $1 million worth of damage.
Yeah.
And there's just nothing the guy can do. It was just like kind of fishtailing and it just went boom, 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 and just took out like two huge boats. Like just a nightmare of a scenario.
Yeah. That'd be crazy to get in a boat accident because I don't really know what you're supposed to do if you start like sinking. Because isn't the boat like this might be for like just bigger boats. Like I know when the Titanic sank,
when I knew you were gonna bring up Titanic.
You can't talk boats without Titanic. That's like talking basketball, not bringing up MJ.
Yeah.
So I think when it sank, it sank with such force that it just dragged other people down around it. So it's like even when like you get off the boat, you're not done yet. You got work to do.
Yeah, I heard a funny story about MJ actually over the weekend where everyone knows he loves to gamble.
And yeah. Speaking of fucking gambling,
so like. I guess he doesn't play golf unless it's for, like, big money. And he challenged this guy. I forget who it was. And I probably shouldn't even say it anyway. Former NHLer to a game of golf. And I guess the whole time, MJ was legitimately chirping him and trying to get in his head. And not being friendly about it. Like, legitimately making this guy's day hell. And he took like $50,000 off of him. Didn't even say like, oh, good game, whatever. Just walked off the course and left.
That's just a man that just like has to compete. That's the reason why he's the GOAT.
Like, don't golf with MJ unless you're ready to lose $50,000.
See, that's the thing. I don't gamble to the point where I'm gambling on myself. Like I would never bet someone in golf because that's crazy. First of all, it's way too much pressure. I'd rather just let someone else put my money in someone else's hands. Like, I would rather just sit there and bet. I can't bet and golf or bet and play any other sport.
I would feel bad. I would be like, oh, dude, just give me half, you know? Let's have a day, you know?
Yeah, that's also true. Like, I don't like take... I'd rather take money from, like MGM than, like, this kid I'm playing golf with.
Yeah, how was Vegas, by the way, speaking of MGM?
It's a good time. I didn't place a single bet. The first time I've ever done that.
What?
Didn't bet once, didn't gamble once.
What do you mean? What did you do?
Just fucking got floored it. But like,
what? You didn't gamble?
Every time we went to the sports book, it was, bro, March Madness is not the time to go. And yeah. I just wanted, there should have been a line for people that just wanted to bet NHL. Because I just wanted to bet hockey. But the lines were so brutal. And I just was like, I don't want to commit to a line just to probably lose this bet. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. And it was a pretty short Vegas trip too. It was only a couple days, but
did you bet on your phone even?
I tried and you can't. Like,
oh yeah,
you have to like re-download the app. I was MGM in app. Caesars getting ready to check in line trying to use my Caesars app and it wouldn't work. You have to like redo it in Nevada, like post a picture of your license and shit. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and also you can't cash out on your phone and get it to your bank account. You can put cash in, but there's like a weird sketchy way to cash out on the MGM app. I don't remember. Oh, so what'd you guys use Bar Hop?
Yeah, Florida.
All day, all night?
Yeah, Saturday we went to the Margaritaville.
Nice.
We went to somewhere like, we were just thinking somewhere crazy to go when you're in Vegas. The Margaritaville was kind of awesome. Just like, it overlooks the strip. And you just, we had like seven of those perfect margs, they call them. And they were just good. Yeah. There's just nothing more fun than drinking.
No, especially in Vegas, the absolute playground. Yeah. We need to go back, dude.
I want to go back soon and actually gamble. Like, I want to go back to my roots and sit in a sports book for 7 hours.
Yes, you want to hear something kind of funny? I was on Apple Pay on checkout on Southwest Airlines for a flight for Friday. It was at 6:55 or something. And I was about to check out, and I was like, the flight was like expensive. But if I did, I was going to not tell you guys. And then I was intentionally going to like just be walking through. And I was literally going to try to run into you guys.
That would have been so funny.
How fucking funny would that have
been? I actually thought at a point you might come and not tell us. But I figured that you had like shit to do the next day. And like, I would have been a quick.
I really couldn't. Dude, that was the most mature decision I've ever made. Like, I'm not kidding. I had it, my thumb over the purchase. I was Apple paid in. I was ready to go. And I was like, it was like 2 hours to the flight, and I just like had this adrenaline rush. I'm like, this is going to be so funny. I'm just going to show up. And I was like, dude, I just can't. There was a lot of reasons. Like, it takes a lot for me to not go to Vegas.
Yeah, I figured that there had to have been like you definitely shouldn't have came if you were considering it, because you almost always come.
Yeah, I was just, there's just a lot of shit going on. I couldn't do it for, there's 99 different reasons. However, I do want to go back when I'm comfortable with you know, going there. Because I know how I get when I'm there. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go to roulette. I'm going to lose thousands of dollars.
Right.
And it was not in the position to do that, since everything around me has been collapsing recently. So I just, took it a little bit easier. But I think we do need to go and hit the sports book. But yeah, you're right, man. I can't imagine March Madness up there, dude.
Yeah, the books were just crazy, and I was like, fuck, I didn't even think about that. Like, you got to get there early in the day, and that wasn't, I just didn't do that. So I was like, you know, I'm not even going to make the puck drop if I sit in line.
I'd be down to do a trip where we're like the pool is involved. It's pool season right now there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should go at like beginning of the summer or something.
I'd be down.
Do something like that. But yeah, we just got to get the boys rallied up. It's so hard to rally the boys at our age now.
I know. That's the worst part about getting older, is everybody's got shit to do.
Yeah, everybody's got some shit to do.
Can't do this. I got to do this. Got to do that. Can't have fun anymore.
Yeah, no more having fun. It's time to mature.
Buckle down.
Get fat.
Yep, get fat.
It's time to get fat.
It's fat season.
It is fat time. We're at this stage where a lot of people, not our friends, but a lot of people are getting fat.
People aren't that fat out here.
No, not out here.
That's the problem. Like, you don't, like, it's hard to stay in shape in the Northeast because it's cold a lot of the time.
Is it going to be cold? When we go to Boston for the show, it's going to be...
May will be nice.
May will be, yeah.
That's like a good time to go, honestly. I mean, it's fucking New England, so who knows? Like, maybe it could... I mean, they just got snow like last week.
Huh!
They did. Like, a kind of a lot.
That's insane. Yeah, that's going to be such a good time to go, dude. Get there a day early. Can't go out. Dude, can't go out for the show, though.
Yeah. Especially not for matinee on the Saturday.
And what? That's going to be like right before the playoffs, right? Or the playoffs might be starting that weekend.
They start the 20th, April 20th.
They started that quick?
I think I read a tweet today that said they moved it from the 22nd to the 20th, actually.
Damn, dude. I thought there was at least like a couple weeks off. Me too. No, that makes no sense, though, to have a couple weeks off in the regular season to the postie.
Yeah.
The Post Malone. All right.
Sauce in.
You know what I want to go to? I want to go to Stampede in Calgary.
That seems like I'm not a country guy, but that seems like a lot, just like a good reason to drink.
Yeah.
What was that? The
fuck was that? Our internet just shut off?
Something shut off. I think it was that thing.
What thing?
It definitely just dimmed in here, and that thing clicked, like that little router thing. I think it's supposed to switch to service when it does that, so it's like not the end of the world, but I think that's what just happened.
So if we didn't have that extra thing, the internet would be out?
I think so. I mean, this shit would still work, but...
You got that generator out back?
Generator?
Something about a generator.
Do you even need a generator when you live on the West Coast? I just remember we used to use it when our power would go out.
Yeah, everyone had a generator on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Just in case the power goes out, you go fire up the generator. I kind of liked when the power went out, though. Light a candle?
I like going back to the Stone Age and using candles for light.
Play board games with your mom?
When was the last time you played a board game?
What
was your favorite one, what was your favorite one growing up?
Because
I know mine.
I liked this Hungry Hungry Hippo count.
Yeah, that was a good game. That was a good ass game.
Slamming on that thing.
I liked Trouble.
Ooh.
When you pop that little thing in the middle and it goes and the dice like bops around.
Yup.
It's fun to get in trouble.
It is fun to get in trouble. Yeah. I liked Monopoly, obviously. I sneaky liked Battleship. And I went through a huge Stratego phase.
Yeah.
Which I don't even remember how to play that. But involved horses and medieval times.
Yeah,
medieval
I remember it. Times.
What about you? Yours was...
I did like Trouble a lot. Connect Four, because I was insanely stupid. So that like four was my, the max I could count. So it was perfect for me.
I actually played a board game like 2 years ago with this chick because we thought it would be like quirky and fun. And
yeah, sometimes you got to do it something quirky with the messes.
Yeah, and then we just started whacking.
Right on top of the board, like right on top of the pieces.
Yeah, it was like three dice rolls in. And I'm like, let's just do this.
Let's just get crazy.
Let's just do this fucking thing. Woke up with both the dice in my butt.
Yeah, I woke up with like one of the Monopoly pieces. What are some of the Monopoly pieces? Isn't like one like a shoe?
Yeah, a shoe. There's like a truck.
It's like a weird array of things. Isn't one like...
Yeah.
It's crazy that Monopoly is the only game that is like Monopoly, so they actually have a Monopoly on Monopoly, when you think about it.
What do you mean?
Because they're the only ones that have that game, so technically they have a Monopoly on it.
Yeah, you can't recreate Monops.
Yeah, so a Monopoly has Monopoly on Monopoly.
That is true. Having a Monopoly on stuff is so cool.
You're just the big dog. Like, you control the entire thing.
Yeah, that's like, man, there's so much new shit coming to Scottsdale that, and this has nothing... this really doesn't have to do with Monopoly, but I was just thinking about how, like, corporations, they just, they'll just own a ton of different shit.
Yeah, I mean, that Fox Group owns, like, everything in Scottsdale. They do have somewhat of a monopoly.
Yeah, there's a new place called Ingo's Burgers. It's not a new thing, but it's by that Whole Foods up north. And it's just, like, it looks straight out of the 70s. It's really cool. I want to go there just because it's, like, cool. And they have this big... tower with a clock, and it just says burger time. And I thought that was so sick.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, and then there's another one called the Black Bear Diner.
I've heard of that. I've never had it.
Have you? Yeah, there's a new one. It's like along North Scottsdale Road, and I could just see just an absolute like minx working there.
Should we just go over just for her?
Yeah, because you know how diners are. Like, they always have that one sneaky hot waitress that you're just like, babe, let's get you out of here.
Yeah.
Let's run away.
Yeah, like most of the other people that work there are like kind of older, but she's like young and like weird, like out of place hot.
Yeah, like big tits.
I feel like diner's not an ass place. That's definitely a big titted place, because like when they're leaning over to pour coffee, it's nice to have a big set of tits in your face.
Yeah, I feel like, and you want to be like, even though you like your job, you're like, you come with me. Not in a P. Diddy trafficking way.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's hang out and get to know each other.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make you like me. And then 2 weeks later, act like I never met you.
I'm just going to, I'll never come back ever again.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that. A lot of guys do that, though. I know guys that do that on purpose.
Just
I think
ghost?
That's weird. No. Well, they, I guess.
We should do our own show. It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Like, you know how he follows people that like did crimes. We should do, and it's like a mixture of Catfish and Dog the Bounty Hunter. It's called Ghostbusters. And when someone gets ghosted, they call us, and we find the person that ghosted them, and we go, "Why the fuck didn't you respond?"
Yeah, beat their ass.
We beat them. Yeah, it's not even like the point of the show is kind of like there's really no point other than we just use it as an excuse to kick the shit out of people.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever do, unless you're like an asshole or like, or weird or stalker vibes. Like, I don't know. I could never.
I feel bad if I don't respond to people, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. 99% of the time, if I don't respond to you, it's because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
99%.
I'm drunk and I didn't see it.
Like, I saw it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, like, my eyes saw it, but my, like, my
Rob brain saw it.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't see it.
Like, the lights are on, but no one's home.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's a good analogy for that. Yeah, I feel like that Fox. Yeah, that's dude. You haven't been to Global Ambassador yet, have you?
Still haven't. And I see that. I see so many people post that place.
All right, bro, we're going there. I'm away this weekend, but next week we're going.
The Global Ambassador.
The Global Slutty Ambassador.
Put the ass in the Global Ambassador.
I wonder how their brunch is. I wonder if they have like a brunch. They have to.
I feel like a place like that, you gotta have brunch, or else you're really fumbling.
We should do that. But I just need to be disciplined and take the night off before. I can't do a two. I can't do a 3-3.
Right.
It's so hard now. Like, you get so old. People are like, I said this on Twitter recently, but it's like, do you get hungover? Yes, bro. Yes, of course.
Yeah. It's got to battle through.
You have to keep battling. Like, there's some days where I feel like my body might shut down at any moment. But that's what you have to deal with in order to have fun.
It's just, yeah, like, you're not just going to stop. That's insane.
No.
That's crazy.
No, I'm never going to stop.
Like, it's like playing with a sprained ankle or something. Like, you know, like, if you can play, if you can run, you're going to play through it.
Yeah. Gail Monfils yesterday was playing with a broken, or not broken, sprained ankle against Alcaraz. He's such a good player. But, yeah, I've been watching the Miami Open a ton. I love tennis, dude. You got to come play tennis. I have courts now.
I'll complain. I watched that tennis channel like all day.
Yeah, it's Ferta, dude. Besides the fact that they make you pay $15 for guests each time, which is like, so if it's free for me, but if I'm hitting with somebody that's not in the community, it costs money, which is like so whack.
That's pretty crazy.
That's whack. Yeah. So if I play three times a week with somebody, $60, it adds up. You know what I mean?
That really, that's what you're like, that's how you know you're getting old, when you start saying stuff like, it's going to add up. You know how I know?
It's going to add up.
You know how I know I'm getting old?
How?
Is someone was mentioning how they're sick, and I said it might be that 24-hour bug going around. I was like, oh fuck, I'm an old white man now.
Yeah,
that's like the ultimate white person to say, oh, there must be a 24-hour bug going around.
Just the 24-hour bug,
which isn't like I don't think it's a real thing. I think it's just like that's just one of the things the older generation says, and we just accept it.
You just make shit up. Like, they're just making shit up so you'll stop talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, it must be that 24-hour bug.
It works, though.
Yeah.
If somebody tells me I have a 24-hour bug, I believe it.
Yeah, like, oh, then I'll be okay. Then I'll be fine.
Oh, I'll be okay.
Yeah. Do you know who you're going to side with in the future in Drake beef? I still haven't decided yet.
There's a future in Drake beef?
Yeah, so, like,
I thought it was Kendrick Lamar.
He's in it, too. I think, wasn't that Future album? Wasn't there diss tracks against Drake? Fuck, I really should have boned up on this before it came in.
I listened to the whole thing on the treadmill, and I just didn't really, like, I wasn't into it that much, which is weird.
I only listened to a few songs.
I've been listening to a lot of Boss Man D-Lo.
I don't think I know him that much.
Left Rich on. I always mess up when I sing rap lyrics. That's how talented these guys are. Yeah. I can't even say it.
You also got to go slow so you don't actually throw in that N-word.
Yeah. Left wrist unfroze, look like a bag of ice. That's what he said. Such a profound line.
I like that.
Anyway, no, I didn't see that. So Future and Drake are beefing?
I think they are. That's what I'm seeing on my Twitter. Like, I think there's like a huge divide now in the rap game. Like Drake, yeah, like Future and Kendrick are on one side with like Metro Boomin and
Metro Ferta.
And then there's like Drake and like 21 and like I don't know, some other people on the other side.
I would always want to be on 21 Savage's side.
Right.
Because I don't think he's going to shoot you in the head anymore, but I think he knows a guy that will.
Yeah, he knows people.
But what's the beef about? Also, I think 98% of the time, rap beef these days is marketing. It's so easy, bro.
Oh, it's such a genius move.
Like, I bet you Drake and Future are just texting back and forth like, yo, let's start some shit. And then your streams go up, Everyone listens to the next song that you put out because they want to know what you're going to say about the other guy.
Yeah.
It's awesome marketing.
I think other genres of music should really take a page out of rap. Like, if I'm Rascal Flatts, I'm putting out a diss track about, like, the fucking The Killers.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are a bunch of pussies. Mr. Brightside sucks ass.
Look, if you're Jason Aldean, come out with a song about Luke Combs. And just call him a fucking slob.
Yeah, say his pickup truck isn't even an extended cab.
Oh, that dude, you do not want to say that.
Yeah, that would be like...
That might be crossing the line.
Yeah, that would actually be too much. But yeah, I feel like that's a good way for other artists, because the rappers know what they're doing. They're not dumb people. They know how to move those sales. So I feel like that's something that different genres definitely have to adapt.
We should start beefing with other podcasts. Like, just call out a podcast and be like, fuck these guys.
Spitting chiclets. Everyone's gay.
They're trafficking.
That'd be fun. That would be making those accusations would be funny as fuck.
Yeah, no, I haven't been dialed in on that recently. I don't know. I if I'm listening to the song and I don't like it, I just skip it. I don't, like, listen to the lyrics too much when it comes to that. I just like that's what I love. Now, I'm embarrassed because I know it's Boss Man and it's spelled D-L-O-E. I think it's Boss Man D-Lo, or I don't know if it's spelled D-Lo. Or I don't know if it said D-Lo.
I feel like it'd be D-Lo. But D-Lo sounds better.
Yeah, Boss Man D-Lo. He's hot right now.
Is he young?
I don't know. I don't know how. He's one of those guys that, like, blew up, but you can't. No Wikipedia, no nothing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he goes, I'm on the 50th floor eating hibachi. And he goes, I got 10 girls that are all mad at me. And then he goes, something, something, something. If you want to be a boss, you got to pay the price. I want to do that.
I want to be the boss.
Yeah, how do I be the boss? You got to pay the price.
I wonder if I'd be a good boss, like delegating. I don't know if I would, because I really wouldn't care if the people are doing their work or not.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have, like, there's certain people that are just meant to be bosses. Like, you kind of have to be a little bit of a dick.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to.
Actually, you have to be a big dick if you want that shit to run props.
Well, you need to have, like, authority. You can't be friends with your employees, which is what the problem would be, probably.
That's why there's so much, like, drama in the workforce, because, like, people are, like, you be with these people all the time, and then there's colluding and stuff.
Next thing you know, you're whacking the secretary. She's got a husband. She lied about it. She said they were done. They're not. Now he wants to kill you.
You gotta really be horny to bang someone that you work in, like, an office with.
I think we're just humans. Like, every day you see Sharon, and, like, she's some of those days she just looks good.
Yeah, like her dress. She just looks like her ass is looking particularly fat in her dress.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's 100%. I mean, we're at the end of the day, we can advance this technology all we want with AI, but at the end of the day, and we're seeing it right now with Sydney Sweeney, we just desire, like, the sexual nature of who we are. Like, Sydney Sweeney, her tits are so big that people are actually going crazy. Like, dudes are turning into, like, primate, like, monkeys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And just, like, fuck it. Like, dudes are getting crazy, like, crazy levels of horny. And she's dividing the entire, I don't know if you know about this, so she's supposed to be, she did a movie that was, like, kind of anti-Christian, like, pretty, like, within the last, like, week or something like that. And people are saying that the libs are trying to get her to go to their side because the right has accepted her so much. Because the right like titties. That's like a lot
Southern,
more.
Yeah, the far right loves big boobs.
Yeah, the far right, it's not even close. Like, they just love big boobs. So they're like, there's a huge political battle within the, right down the her cleavage right now.
Mm.
With, like, the left trying to steal her and the right trying to steal her. It's, like, pretty crazy. Kind of absurd.
I mean, can't she just come out and just be like, you guys need to stop fighting? Like, we can all celebrate titties together.
Yeah, like, you both can look at my titties. It's not a big deal.
I said a crazy line to a girl this weekend, and in my head, I said, I'm either going to get slapped or this is going to work. And I wasn't trying to hit on her. It was just something I said. So this girl is a devout Catholic.
Oh, boy.
She's Mexican.
Interesting.
So she was Mexican, and I'm trying to, like, tiptoe around the details here. So she's Hispanic. So her boyfriend, she's, like, Christian, and her boyfriend was Muslim. And she said, she didn't come out and say it right away, but what she was saying was that they eventually split because of the religious thing. And I go, oh, why? You didn't want your kids to grow up and fly planes into buildings?
That
about her ex.
And, because he's Muslim?
Yeah, which makes no sense.
It makes zero sense at all.
Muslim people are like mostly peaceful, right?
Yeah, like it's a pretty peaceful religion.
Yeah, I was just drunk and I didn't mean it, but I said it. And I was like, and she like, something like came over her face, no pun intended, pause. And I didn't know what was coming. And then she started like dying laughing.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
She froze up.
Because like, she probably was not expecting that.
No. Because I said, oh, you don't want the kids flying planes in
that's
the buildings.
A yeah, that's not a, that's a really risky joke to tell in public, especially in this area.
Oh, and it was, apparently I met her before. This always happens to me, bro. Didn't remember meeting her before, but apparently I did. So first time I ever, like, to me, she's a brand new person.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I don't know the read on that. But yeah, very racist, derogatory joke. Mm. Is that racist? Or no, I think it's about religion.
It'd be prejudice.
Prejudice.
I think it'd be race. Yeah, it'd be race if you said, I think.
I don't know why. It just slipped out. I was like.
Sometimes you got to go for shock value.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Like, I wasn't like. I thought it was funny because she's basically taking something that's serious. Like, her whole relationship ended because they couldn't come to an agreement on what the kids are going to be. And like, they were both in a Mexican standoff, literally, because she's Mexican.
Wait, he wasn't a Mexican he wasn't a Mexican Muslim, right?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, that'd be like the craziest combo I've ever seen.
No, he wasn't a double M. But they couldn't come to an agreement on, like, how to raise the kids. So, like, that, like, you know, the whole relationship ended over that. So, I wanted to come up, like, I wanted, like, to have some comedic relief.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel like being like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Because I don't care.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say that, number one.
And secondly, I don't know, like that. That's, but yeah, no, I actually appreciated that she laughed about that. Because if she didn't, it would have killed the whole vibe. And I would have ended up home by myself ordering Chick-fil-A, which I already did anyway.
But what are you... You, that's an interesting, like, but you know that problem, you have to get to that, you have to get to that bridge eventually.
Well, I think one of them was going to cave. I think the other one thought, I just met this woman. So
Even believe in your religion if you think there's a possibility you'll transition for pussy or for dick, because that means you don't believe in it enough.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't believe in something unless you're like, you're willing to die on that hill. The fact that people shift their religions for marriage, I think...
Just don't be it.
Yeah. Then you are a fake whatever your entire life. If you're willing to change everything you believe in for someone else, that's honestly one of the grossest things I've ever seen. Like, I'm not a religious man, but if someone asked me to what do you call it? Convert,
yeah.
I would be like,
transition.
Wait, so you're just saying that everything I believe in, you want me to just change just because you want to get married? That's crazy.
Or maybe have four kids and make two of them Catholic and two of them Muslim.
What's
that's
a good
that?
Idea.
What is wrong with that?
That is a good... Imagine how much turmoil there would be in that house, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one there. Like, Christians / Catholics and Muslims, that'd be like having The Rock and Stone Cold in your house at all times.
It'd be like a miniature Gaza Strip going on.
You would yeah, your living room would be like Palestine.
Yeah, it'd be like everyone's fighting for the Holy Land, and the Holy Land is the remote.
And then, yeah, and then also, you would have to, food shopping would be so tough.
Because
like during Ramadan, you would be like, seeing your siblings eat well during Ramadan would also be very hard.
That would be tough.
Like
I would switch over if, like, I was a kid.
I would, if you're not gonna switch over during Ramadan, then you're never gonna switch because you're just like, you can't even eat until sunset.
Yeah, Rami is crazy, dude.
That's why it was funny. I saw a tweet like, how are you a fat Muslim? Like, that's crazy.
That is wild.
You're literally intermittent fast. You're going keto basically for your religion to like the entire month of March.
Like, when you can eat, what are you eating? Like Pop Tarts and hot dogs?
I bet the post Ramadan feast is crazy.
Yeah, it definitely goes off.
Dude. Just like a ton of like Captain. I'd be eating so much goddamn Captain Crunch, your head would spin.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess you have to respect that they were like, then this is it. This is over. But
I respect that way more than if one of them caved. That'd be so pathetic to cave in that scenario, I think.
Yeah, so it was an interesting conversation, I guess. But
like if I was dating a girl that was a Rangers fan, and she says the only way we're getting married is if you throw away all your Krejci jerseys and you become a Rangers fan, I would give her the double birds. I'd say, I bleed black and gold, bitch. I'm never giving this up. These colors don't run, cunt.
Yeah, and then say, also, I've been cheating on you this whole time with your friend.
Yeah, your friend who is a man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, I'm gay.
Oh, I didn't tell you that? Did I not mention that?
What if your wife asked you to transition?
To be like a different gens?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not going to change hockey teams, I'm not changing genders. I'm too comfortable. I wouldn't know how to be a girl. That's my biggest thing is I wouldn't know how to be a girl because I'm not like, what do you call it? Like, I'm not caring enough to be a girl. Mm. Like, I just like girls like don't have that like.
They have that warm energy.
Yeah, like I'm not going to, I would never like throw a big birthday party for my friend.
Yeah. I need a chick that's down to like come over. I don't want to be in a relationship or any of that shit. I need a girl that's down to come over when I'm hungover, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fucking pay.
That'd be a good idea.
I just need a chick's energy around me.
When you're just like on your deathbed.
Yeah. Maybe get some top, but then we're talking prostitution if I'm paying, which I would not participate in that ever. But yeah, they're different, dude. Like, it'd be different if my boy is over when I'm hungover. I was like, dude, leave.
Get out.
Get out of my house. But anyway.
Actually, it's nice having. I'd almost rather be with a guy sometimes because then, like.
Yeah,
because a lot of the times after I drink, I have to fart a lot.
Yeah, once I said that, I was like, you know what? Being hungover with the boys is kind of fun.
Yeah, because you're all just, like, being disgusting together and, like, eating, like, canes.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. But that's showbiz. Sometimes you say some shit that you just shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Like, I called Shohei Ohtani Chinese, and he's Japanese.
We're all the same.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And we're that's what the message of Wet Jeans is all about.
We're all human beings.
Dude, the guy that was caulking up my every day I'm waking up, there's like a shit ton of bugs and like spiders along like my sliding door. And turns out like all the Crown Royale molding is like all cracked along, so they were like coming in. And I don't even know how the fuck this came up, but he was He was like, man, I kept calling you, but it was going straight to voicemail, because I was on silent. I go, for my job, I put my phone on silent, like, because on days where we do this, I'm just silent, block it out, go in, have a good show. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't receive any phone calls. And naturally, the guy's like, oh, like, what's it called, blah, blah. I was like, fuck, dude. I need, like, a decoy name for this show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to tell the maintenance guy. Like about Wet Jeans, because then you got to talk about why is it that?
Or, yeah.
Like then you got like, I need a decoy name. Maybe I'll just start saying a different show. So if they look it up, it's still there.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, wait, that's not that guy. I'll just say, Joe Rogan Experience.
It's actually called the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like, that's always the worst part. Like telling people, because then they you know there's gotta be questions.
I don't care if it's like, I don't like the ones where it's like someone's working on my house and shit and they know where I live. And not that it matters, but I just, like, with all due respect, like, I'm here to, I'm sure you're a great guy, right? But I'm here to just, like, get some work done.
I'm here to get my shit cocked.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what a cuck is, right? Like someone that likes to watch their wife get banged?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that cuck behavior is just apparent in their bedroom, or is it with other things? Like growing up, like can a kid show like signs of being a cuck? Like if he lets other people ride his bike, like he likes to watch other people ride his bike.
Definitely.
Like I wonder if you're a cuck, if it's just a sexual thing, or if it's like literally a thing that you do with everything. Like you let other people use your stuff a lot.
You let people merge in the lane. 100% cuck move.
Oh my god. There's no way a cuck is ever in the left lane.
Dudes that put their seatbelt on before they start their car, cuck.
That's cuck.
That's a cuck move.
Cuckold.
Letting people merge in the road, cuck move.
You're letting someone have your lane, your spot. That's crazy.
Cuck move. Being afraid to order a mojito or a spicier feminine drink, cuck move.
I think I'm in my mojito era, by the way. Ever since I got one from the Cheesecake Factory, I was like, fuck, these things are actually kind of good.
Dude, mojitos are good. I just like how, we talked about this before, but I just like how there's leaves in it.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah,
every cocktail should have one leaf in it or one plant.
What do you think is an early sign of like your kid doing something that's like cuck?
I would literally say if he lets other people use his toys. Because that's literally what cuck is. You're letting someone else bang your wife.
Yeah, putting on, being adamant about putting on sunscreen, that's a cuck move.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being a dude and be like, oh, well, I got to put sunscreen on first. Cuck. Somebody needs to tell me and force me to put on sunscreen.
Yeah, I've never put on sunscreen until someone's been like, you should probably wear sunscreen.
Yeah, or if I'm already burnt and it's too late.
Yeah, most of the time it's too late.
Yeah.
I just don't have that. It's just like the sun. Like, I don't know. Like, I get you're supposed to wear it, but I just never think about that.
Yeah, going out of your way to use toothpaste without fluoride, cuck move. I actually do that. So does that mean I'm a cuck?
Do you use Sensodyne?
What's that?
And it's just like a brand of for sensitive teeth.
It says hello on it.
Interesting.
Or I use Mavis too.
I've heard Mavis is the best.
Yeah, Mavis for it. I don't know. This is how I know I'm getting old. I'm starting to like value like good products.
Yeah.
I never used to give a shit. I straight up stopped ordering Adidas socks because they would always get holes in them when I'm tearing up tennis court or tearing up my hot girl walk. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to get nicer socks.
Yeah.
I'm going to get nice socks that are thick. Shouty is thick. And I'm going to get nicer shit. Toothpaste, yeah. I'm going to get the nice toothpaste. I just started like, I might even fuck around and get an accent pillow, dude.
I mean, reality, that's the tough part about like having a nice mattress is they're so expensive, but you spend so much of your life on your mattress, it makes sense to get a nice one.
Yeah. I actually got a this is probably a cuck move, actually. I might be a cuck. I got a mattress protector.
What is that?
It's like a liner that like goes over the mattress. So it's like you're not like your sweat and like your cum doesn't seep right into the mattress. It's like protected. It's like a condom for your bed.
I think I might have one of those.
Yeah. I guess that's not a cuck move. I think that's a vet move.
Yeah, because beds can get gross. Especially with all the stains, the piss and cum stains.
If you're a little kid and like you're watching your friend play video games and you're not the one playing, that's a cuck move.
Yeah, like letting them use the one controller you have. It's crazy.
By the way, want to hear something crazy? I made my credit score drop like 35 points. I'm not even exaggerating. PlayStation. So I have a credit card that I straight up do not use anymore. I paid it all the way down to zero. I don't use it. I uninstalled the app. I don't pay attention to it. I don't get the emails for it. PlayStation was charging me $10 a month every single month. And then I wouldn't pay the bill on the credit card because I have notifications off. And my card was being past due, past due, past due. Past due is like there's three things that are like getting murdered, getting trafficked, and being past due on your credit card that will fuck up your life.
Yeah.
And I get this email from CreditWise, which I don't even know what the fuck it was. I thought it was spam. And it's like, your credit score dropped 35 points. And I figured out PlayStation, I haven't used a PlayStation in years.
I was going to say,
was billing $10 to that card. I was on a recurring cycle that I didn't know about for years. And it was like such a problem. And like, I tried to dispute it with the credit bureau. I know nobody wants to listen to this right now, but they're like, no, I mean, that, it is what it is. Like, you're on. So my credit report is just in shambles because of that.
There should be a law where you have to be active on a subscription for it to keep continuing after a year.
Yeah, it's fucked, dude. It was $10 a month.
That's a lot of fucking money.
But it just piled up and made me, when you don't pay your credit card and you get past due, like being late's one thing, but your past due, it's really bad. And I caught it. Luckily, I must have got emails before. I just wasn't paying attention. But anyway, fuck you, PlayStation.
I mean, it's impossible to look at email. There's so many emails now that don't matter that it's like, even my regular mail, like I just go to my mail. It will say like emergency notice open or in like the next 20 minutes or you're going to fucking die. And I'll open it and it'll be like Capital One, you just qualified for a new card.
Ugh.
I don't even look at my mail anymore. I just take it and throw it in the trash.
Throw it out. I do the same thing. I just throw that shit out.
Yeah. It's always, and they're always telling, it's like why I have trust issues. All my mail says it's urgent and then I open it and it's not.
Yeah, it's like refer somebody and get $200. Bro, I'm not peddling Capital One to my friends for $200.
Isn't that just a pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
Like, so you want me to get you customers so I can make money off my friends?
Yeah, but just $200.
Yeah, also $200.
That's it?
Like begging my friend, bro, you gotta get this Capital One card. I'm gonna get $200.
And they're always like, oh, there's percent cash back. I have never. I have a problem with Discover Card right now. Every time you 5% cash back. Where is it? Every time. 5% cash back on groceries and gas. Where? I haven't got cash back once.
They probably think you're on customer service with Capital One.
But like, seriously though, I've never like seen any cash back come my way.
Yeah.
Where is it at?
Just go. They're just donating it.
Cash back this, rebate that. Fucking 2% hotels and flight. Bro, even on my Amex though, like everyone's like, oh, the benefits are incredible. They were for like the first 2 months, and then they just go away. And now it'll be like, oh, if you spend $1,600 in hotels, we'll give you a free night. Bro, what?
Yeah, the deals are so blasphemous.
Yeah.
They're so crazy.
They're bad deals. And also, the only good part is the airport lounges. That's it. And I get my money's worth. I'll tell you that for free because I'm fucking tipping back red blends.
Oh, my God.
All day.
There's nothing I enjoy more than an airport. I went to the airport. I was leaving Vegas. I was so hungover. And then my flight kept getting delayed. I'm like, well, I'm going to drink now. Met like a nice kid. He probably won't listen to this, but I met a kid like my age. His name was Nate, and now we're dogs.
Nice.
Yeah. And like,
in the port, he was just boozing?
Yeah, we were just boozing. And then there's some random lady came up and bought us drinks.
Nice.
We were just like, and we were all just like chatting away. It was like, because we're all go. It's nice because we're all going somewhere else. It's like the perfect thing is that, because I like going to bars alone in my like town and stuff and like city. But I like the idea that we're all disparaging after this. Like,
yeah.
We can get as deep as we want.
And you get a companion while you're hung titties in the airport.
Right, because we're all, especially in Vegas, like, we're all down bad.
Yeah, you're in Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
the first
that's
thing
all you need to say.
Yeah, Vegas. I want to stay another day.
Did that kid want to stay another day?
He had to go somewhere. But I remember one of the other guys we were talking about, like, if I get to lay one more time, I might stay. I was like, I was actually considering
that's it. A cool move.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love changing flights. It gets like, especially in Vegas, it gets like exciting when you're like, you know what? I'm staying.
Yeah, the last time when we were there, it was a long time ago when we were there. I think it was over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
The one when we changed the flight, it was just like when you're in that chair and you're just drunk enough to make that decision and it's done and you got another day in Vegas. It's literally the best feeling ever.
And it's like always the I was going to say it's always the best day, but sometimes, yeah, I think I've never extended somewhere and been like, oh, fuck, we should have left.
Yeah, until the day after when you wake up.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I did that in Chicago one time. I want to go to Chicago, dude. We need a Chicago show.
I was going
to
suggest that Chicago would be a good spot, I think.
Yes, especially in the summer.
Ooh.
I met you in the summer.
When the poop turned brown.
All right, everybody. I'm actually getting worried about that battery. Run one. My left wrist is unfroze. It looked like a bag of vice. You want to be a boss? You got to pay the price. Walk in the Lambin Stowe. Cop shoes, $12.50. You want to be a boss? You got to get in with me. Yeah, shout out to boss man D-Lo. If that's how you pronounce it. Just got put on him. All right, anything else?
Enjoy your March Madness.
I hate how it's like a couple days where this game's on all day, and then there's like 5 days without a game.
It's pretty depressing. Like when it's, yeah, because the first weekend is always awesome.
Yeah.
And then it kind of tails off, even though like it gets more important as the tournament goes on, because just like the way it starts, it's just basketball nonstop. It's just like sick.
Yeah, it was. I actually enjoyed it this year. I had a grudge against it, but.
Because it's impossible to bet.
Yeah, it's impossible. You don't know anybody. Yeah. Nobody knows anything. I love when people are like, oh, Alabama is definitely going to, or Grand Canyon State, they can hang out. Dude, shut up.
Yeah, you don't know shit.
Shut up. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
In basketball, by far, you get the worst beats.
Yes.
Because it's always, like, the way you can lose is just the worst ways to lose.
Kids are straight up can't handle the pressure. They lose the ball. They dribble it off their foot. They make a bad decision. It is really difficult to bet college ball. And then they do dumb shit. But, yeah.
But I digress.
Yeah, that's the one thing I will do. I will digress.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in.
Scary Hours.
Scary Hours every Friday on our Patreon. $3.99 a month. That's about half a coffee.
Yeah, it's a half coffee now. When we first started it was a full coffee. And there's a chat on there. It's sort of like a Discord. It's just the chat. It buzzes. I haven't checked it on the weekend, but I was buzzing around in there.
Panic at the Discord?
During the week. Nice. And it's a fun little chat. full of Jeaners and makes me laugh. It'll probably make you laugh. So it's patreon.com/wetjeanspodcast.
$3.99 a month.
$3.99 a month. You get a whole extra episode, and it's dictated by the fans, by the audience. You get to ask us whatever you want. And now that we're doing shows now, you also get first access to tickets. No, you don't get first access. You get discounts, though.
Yeah, you get a discount code.
So funny, nobody on the Patreon like used the discount.
Yeah.
For, there's like, no, I'm buying full price.
Legends.
That's sick. All right, everybody.
Have a great week and weekend now.
Have a blessed one. Homeless dudes be like, have a blessed one.